And look, the TGA, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, has made this decision to reject a plan to allow pharmacists to sell the contraceptive pill to Australian women over the counter. And it happens around the world. Many countries do it, allow the pill to be bought over the counter, making it accessible for a lot more women. But the Pharmacy Guild is now saying that the TGA's decision is, quote, insulting and adds an extra layer of democracy. And look, I just think it's the wrong call. The AMA has welcomed it. It's like territorial stuff here with the doctors and the pharmacists who we know are often at loggerheads over issues. But the AMA says that pharmacies are not appropriate private clinical settings for anyone to discuss details of sexual health. But I'm not sure how many women who go to get a repeat of their script for the contraceptive pill go into that level of detail with their GP. You generally rock up, get the prescription filled out, and then go to the pharmacy and get it filled. But the AMA is saying that they should ensure that when women go to get the pill, they can get one that's right for them, avoid the health issues, get a description of the possible side effects. And it's true, that should occur, I think, absolutely, when women first go and get the contraceptive pill prescribed to them by their GP, and they've got to have a proper and thorough discussion with their doctor about whether it's right for them. But I think when it's just repeat scripts to be filled out, the need to then go to the GP does add an extra layer. And I think it's something that the TGA should rethink.